My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
They just did that last night. The Cleveland Guardians in the ALCS. And to talk about this one, we're going to welcome on of the MLB Network. And she's not just a host and reporter. She's also covering the Guardians-Yankees series for the network across its flagship show, MLB Tonight, which is airing before and after every LCS game. Lauren Gardner joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Lauren, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas? I want to say first-time caller, long-time listener, but I'm just so thrilled to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here, and JP and I saw last night's game the same way. This is no discredit to the New York Yankees. They certainly played well enough to win. It felt from our standpoint that it was more of a Guardians loss than the Yankees took it. Is that Cleveland bias, or do you kind of see what where we're coming from here?
You know, guys, from a national perspective, that's the exact same way that I viewed this. They got a lot of traffic. You had some unfortunate events with the walks, and you know, Joe Cantillo looked like, the emotions and the nerves kind of got the best of him. And then, you know, Bo Naylor, you had a few pass balls, wild pitch, and, you know, you have Aaron Judge with that sack fly, and they're kind of off to the races. And you saw what the Yankees did with runners in scoring position. I'm with you. This would have been a ball game if you didn't have some of those unfortunate events take place.
Yeah, Yankees 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, 8 men left on base, as you kind of allude to right there. And that's really the confidence that we're as you go into a Gerrit Cole day that we're just kind of latching onto, the idea that the Guardians, they beat themselves last night, and that's not the end of the world.
No, it certainly isn't. The walk certainly didn't help. And, you know, I thought it was interesting. Stephen Vogt knows more than I do, obviously, when you're thinking about who you're going to put in this game. The big four, I guess, is the good news is they're going to be fresh for tonight's game. I was a little surprised to see Cantillo come in, and Avila obviously gave him some good innings as well. But when you have a bullpen like that that's so stacked, that's rested, I was a little surprised that we didn't see any of them make an appearance, especially when it was a close ball game.
Lauren Gardner on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So when it comes to tonight's game, and I'm not, because I know we still have more from game one, but I'm just curious, like, how do you row the boats in the same direction tonight? And what's most important to get right tonight against Gerrit Cole and the Yankees?
I think you jump on them early. And guys, I think our own Dan Plesac with MLB Network, former pitcher, he's played in about every environment you can imagine. He said that this environment was basically a bunch of lunatics here at Yankee Stadium, especially in the playoffs. And that's exactly what I gleaned. I covered a lot of games at the bank in Philly, and we know that Philly fans are out of control. But it's the environment, so it really is to calm the nerves. And, you know, you have to jump on Cole early. I don't think you can try and out-slug the Yankees in this one. and mitigate the damage with Bybee and then get to that bullpen as soon as possible.
How much should the Guardians be fearful of the Yankees that aren't the big boppers? Because I look at them and I see Chisholm struggling right now. Even guys like Wells I see struggling right now. And I'm just not as intimidated as maybe I should be.
I think that's a great point. And obviously, Wells provided a lot of protection in the lineup throughout the course of the regular season. You're talking about not the big boppers, but it's only a matter of time. It's seemingly before Judge gets going. Now Rizzo's back in the lineup. He got a hit in his first AB. But I'm kind of with you. Like, maybe Jazz will get hot. Maybe you can see Verdugo doing some things as well. But, maybe Torres had that leadoff single on the first pitch of the game last night. But, yeah, if it's not the big boys, then you could probably contain them just the way they're going so far in this series.
So we had this debate yesterday ahead of game one, but I still think it's apropos because you still have hypothetically six more games to go. For the Guardians to win this series, who's the most important player?
Jose Ramirez.
That's
just, I know that was simple and I just like ping-ponged it right back to you guys, but I feel like the team will go as he goes. And it was so close last night. Like, what was it, a 9-pitch at bat against Rodon? And then Judge tracked that ball down and everyone was terrified. And, Rodon gave him his flowers last night in his post-game presser saying that, he is a tough out. They face each other quite a bit. And I think if J-Ram gets going, of course, we all know and love Stephen Kwan and what he can do. And, they're starting to, he's starting to get a little bit more power, right? But at the end of the day, I think it's your franchise guy.
Yeah, I put it at Josh Naylor. And I think J-Ram is the right answer. I think most people would go with J-Ram. But at Josh Naylor, to me, he's just at a point where I need to see him hit better. And I feel like if he can turn that on, then all of a sudden maybe we can match New York's power, right? Then all of a sudden you have J-Ram and Josh Naylor hitting like crazy, and that could be a beautiful thing. But we're at the point now after last night. Some fans locally, Lauren, are calling for him to be benched. I don't agree with that. Do you think Josh Naylor should be sat down?
I can't agree with that either, because you have kind of a heart and soul guy, and he's had the Yankees number in the past, and he can begin to live rent free, especially in New York. We all know rents are expensive, but if he can live rent free in your head, and he can, he can create that rivalry and create, kind of like the chippy nature, I think that can completely change the complexion of this series.
Lauren, we've buried the lead here, and we failed you because we're going to be asking Brett Boone this coming up in about 30 minutes here. We're going to ask everybody when we're talking about last night's game. Travis Kelce's from Cleveland. He's wearing neutral colors here. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know what he was doing. I'm sure he was trying not to get beat up in the Bronx. But other than that, I think he made his allegiance pretty clear, at least Brian Anderson did on the Turner broadcast, saying that, no, Taylor, you're cheering for the wrong team. We are Cleveland fans here. But I think he should be showing up in Guardians gear 100%.
I think his allegiance is to Taylor Swift, which is okay, but it's going to hurt you in the Cleveland market.
Yeah, I completely agree. But you know what? Maybe it'll show up at Progressive Field.
Lauren, you did briefly mention the move to go to Cantillo, and it's something we haven't really gotten to yet, but we're going to spend a lot of time on later. In that moment, it just doesn't make that much sense. ERA near 5, has only had 2 relief appearances in the season. I don't understand what Vogt was doing there. Can you make sense of it?
I was listening to Eduardo Perez with ESPN talk about this, and I wanted to make sure that, like, I wasn't off base on this, because post-game Vogt, defended his decision by saying that Cantillo was strong and he believed he could get in there and get the job done, but he's also 24 years old. He was a starter. You pointed to his ERA. He hasn't come in relief, especially with traffic. And then you factor in the environment. I mean, Carlos Rodon said he was rattled pitching here for his own team in the DS and actually struggled. He let the nerves get the best of him. So why wouldn't that happen to a 24-year-old? And, Vogt really is, almost like a player coach with this team, and he definitely has his finger on the pulse of what's going on. So I would almost always err on the side of agreeing with him. It's easy to play Monday morning quarterback here. But, yeah, I thought that was an interesting move. And, to watch him out there, you almost felt bad for the kid. That's just so much pressure growing up in the New Jersey area. Very well of, the Yankee fandom, and it's a different animal, guys. I'm from Colorado, and moving out here to the tri-state area in New York, like, it is just a completely different animal when you talk about New York sports fans.
I just, having observed Yankee fans for my entire life, I think New York City in New Jersey would be so much better if they just followed the guide of your home state and just legalized a lot of things.
Spell it out a little bit.
I think there'd be half the assault if everybody was just a little 25% high on a gummy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Lauren Gardner, MLB Network host and reporter. She's covering the Guardians-Yankees series for the network alongside its flagship show, MLB Tonight, which is airing before and after every LCS game. She's joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I surmised whether it was Cantillo into Avila into none of the guys, the high-leverage guys. It felt like that. I don't want to say Stephen Vogt prioritized game two over game one. This is a gentler way. I think Stephen Vogt showed you that he was emphasizing the importance of game two over game one. Do you agree or disagree?
It's hard not to agree. Just with, you know, you looked at, you know, Cobb's body of work, and we thought maybe, you know, 37 years old, he has a ton of postseason experience. He told me yesterday, obviously, he's never made it this far, but he was ready to go and he wanted to give them a little bit more length. And you know, Juan Soto has been very successful against Cobb and was like, we were just going to be aggressive early. And that was the game plan. And, you know, he was pounding the zone and he was making them work. They had to take some really tough at bats in order to create that traffic. And of course, they were so disciplined at the plate. But that's kind of what I was surmising as well, is that, you know, Vogt was like, all right, let's get through one. Let's see what happens. And then, you know, you're going to have Bibee go hopefully also give some length here tonight, and then you deploy that the best bullpen in baseball, and then you hope you get the bats going. And it's going to be tough, though, against the reigning Cy Young winner and Garrett Cole. So I almost thought you would, like, kind of flip-flop it doing game one. But, hey, there's a reason why they pay Vogt to manage the games. There's a reason why they paid me to talk about him.
Well, let me ask, and I don't want to lead the jury, but I told Nick yesterday, I said that I thought the Guardians and the Yankees were the top two teams out of the remaining four. I think the Dodgers are very, very injured right now, and I think the Mets are very flawed. Do you agree with that assessment? Like, if we were to rank out 1-4 with these teams, would you have the Guardians, Yankees 1-2, or am I off?
Are you asking me to rank the teams?
Yeah.
This is one of the most wild postseasons I've experienced, where there isn't a clear, like, number one contender. I mean, once you're right, like, the Dodgers have healthy pitching, especially in the rotation. It's going to be really, really tough moving forward. They do kind of have that it factor, but you're right, especially, you know, you can maybe bullpen game yesterday, you saw what happened there. And, you know, then moving forward, it's going to be a tough go, especially in a seven-game series. So Yeah, if I had to rank them, yeah, I would probably put Guardians at two, Yankees at one. And, you know, the Mets have that magic. And you guys, this time of year, you cannot discount that X factor. And that's what the Mets have been riding, you know, throughout the course of, like, the last month of the season into the postseason. And, you know, I'm just as surprised as you guys that they're where they're at, because last year they had the highest payroll in baseball and expectations were sky high. And here we are, and somehow it's the scrappy Mets, I say, you know, sarcastically, because it's just kind of wild the way baseball works.
I'm actually going to just act like you said Guardians first.
I'll say. Wait. Yeah, let's rewind that. Guardians number one. We're saying this in the Cleveland market.
Yeah, we're going to. That's going to be That's going to be the headline right there for you. Lauren, great stuff. I think we're in store for a really fun series. It would not surprise me if this thing went seven. So appreciate you and really continue the great work you're doing, because you're killing it.
Likewise, fellas. And real quick, we're headed to Cleveland tomorrow. Do you have any recommendations?
All of them.
What do you want to eat? Or what are you looking for?
Again, all of it. Just a good, solid meal. Maybe just like meat and potatoes.
I got to look up our sponsors list first, and then I'll get back to you. Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Very well played.
I am the fat guy at the station, which is saying something when you work in radio, so you did ask the right person. This isn't profiling. I don't take it personally.
Oh, you guys are great. Thank you so much, Nick and Jonathan. And I am a big fan of Cleveland, and so is my mom. So we can't wait to visit.
We like this even more. Lauren, be good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, fellas.
Lauren, so the headline is Lauren Gardner, big fan of Cleveland, so is her mom. I mean, who is not? I mean, come on.
Solid headline.
Gets us meter, baby. Her
gets us meter was off the charts.
Lauren Gardner, MLB Network host and reporter on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app